with John McCrae, who is the NDP candidate in Lanark Frontenac Kingston. John, welcome to MyFM.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself first before we get started.
So I actually grew up in Lanark Frontenac Kingston, around Lanark County, Smiths Falls, Perth, those kind of areas. My family actually, my dad's side, grew up in the Balderson area. We had a farm there for over 100 years. It's not functional anymore, but, you know, that did have a pretty big impact on me and my upbringing. My mom's side, I got a lot of artistic stuff, so I'm kind of all over the place in the things I care about.
That's good. A nice, diverse interests. Yes. Always seems to help. Okay, so we're going to get right into this now. And as I mentioned, we asked the same questions of all of our candidates. What do you think are the biggest issues facing Lanark Frontenac Kingston right now?
That's a very good question. I think healthcare is a particularly big one. We've seen everyone wants accessible healthcare, but we've seen, you know, ERs close, wait times are through the roof. There's hallway medicine. Healthcare workers are being stretched very thin. And so I want to provide solutions to those issues. Same goes for education. I want the best education for our kids in the riding. And I think everyone here agrees that that's what we want. Agriculture, as I've alluded to, I think is very important. We're a very agriculturally heavy riding in terms of what we can provide to not just our own communities, but to the province as a whole. And I think we really need to invest on the fact that we are very skilled in those areas.
So let's take a couple of those and break them down a little bit. So we'll start with healthcare.
Yes.
Very popular topic for sure with our listeners. How does the NDP plan to address the current healthcare situation in Ontario?
Yeah. So what we want to do is we want to make sure, for one, every Ontarian has a family doctor. So right now there's over 2.5 million Ontarians without a family doctor. What we need to do is we need to incentivize people to go into family medicine. We need to increase our investment into doctors actually wanting to seek that specialty. We've seen a decrease in that. I've spoken to a few people who are actually in the healthcare practice, and they've noticed the decrease in people seeking family medicine within the past few years. So that's one thing we need to do. We also need to remove red tape from our doctors. So right now they actually carry a lot of the administrative burden. So what we need to do is we need to invest in administrative staff and other healthcare professionals to be able to carry those tasks for the doctors so that they can actually focus their time on their patients and the people who need to seek care rather than doing these administrative burdens.
So let's talk also about the ag sector, because you mentioned your family has a rich history in there. Yeah. What does the NDP plan to do to help our farmers and those who are in that particular area?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So actually one of it, this also ties into education. So we want to start a food program, a school lunch program for our kids when they're in school. And what we're actually going to do is we're going to use Ontario grown food to feed those programs. So it's actually an investment, not just in education and to make sure our kids can learn, but it's actually an investment in our farmers to make sure that they have the capacity to sell their products internally rather than focus on exporting their goods elsewhere, so we can actually reap the benefits of what our farmers can do.
Okay. Now, we both know that Premier Doug Ford has gone head-on into the Canada-U.S. relations and what's going on there. So with a potential trade war on the horizon, how would you protect residents of Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston from potential negative outcomes?
So we need to invest in our workers. I think that's very important in times like this. So we can actually look at the fact that we're having an election right now. It's totally taking the focus away from us being able to deal with the effects of these tariffs or looming tariffs. And we're not investing in our workers. So an election can cost $175 million. That's $175 million that could have been put into our workers rather than, you know, an election where he already had a mandate. We don't need to secure another mandate. He had one already. So in terms of what we can do for Lanark Frontenac Kingston, we need to actually ensure that we're self-sufficient. So this is where our healthcare, our education, our agriculture, our transportation services, you know, our roads, are they up to par so that we can get to where we need to go and we can invest in our trades? It's such a multidimensional thing that we can do that once you start one, it's a domino effect, and we're going to become very self-sufficient in being able to invest in ourselves rather than elsewhere.
Last question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the hardest one to ask you.
Uh-oh.
What does John McRae bring to the table?
I like to think that I bring a very personable personality to the table. I think more importantly than that, I don't take what I'm doing for granted. I'm genuinely working for every vote that I'm going to get, no matter what the outcome. Ideally, people will see that I am a hard worker and I genuinely care about this community. And I think we've seen for a long time that many political parties will take their base for granted. And I think our community needs to do better than that. And I think that's what I bring to the table, is that I will do better than that.
If people would like to learn more about you, do you have like a web page, Facebook page, anything like that?
So we have a Facebook page. So it's a LANART Frontenac Kingston NDP Riding Association page. You can also reach me at my email. So it's john.macrae, M-A-C-R-A-E, at OntarioNDP.ca.
All right, John, it's been a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.